to the hex, eggs on the griddle. Rebs and Yankees close enough to spit, while Boonesboro's hot with Mama and me cooking in the middle. Coming down South Mountain after the fight, Jake came first in the middle of the night. He was wearing the rebel gray. His troops withdrew to Sharpsburg, but to see me and Mama for just one night, he would stay. In the morning, Mama said, "The Yanks are marching into town, son. We hate to see you eat and run, but Boonesboro's siding with the North. Somebody's knocking, knocking, knocking. Sally, go see who's knocking, knocking at the door." It was breakfast at the Hex, eggs on the griddle. Rebs and Yankees close enough to spit, while Boonesboro's hot with Mama and me cooking in the middle. Open, what could we do? It was Brother John wearing Union blue. Mama said, "Give thanks once more. Here's hot biscuits, hang up your hat, pass the salt, and leave your differences outside our door." Each one had a gun and a sword to wield, but a family's love is a stronger shield. John returned to the Yanks well fed. Jake slipped back through the town and the Yanks in the fields, back to the Rebs. I'm Sally Hector's sister. I'll never forget that morning, mister. Wait, it gets better yet. Believe it or not, we all survived the Civil War and the ceasefire. Breakfast, breakfast. It was breakfast at the Hex, eggs on the griddle. Rebs and Yankees close enough to spit, while Boonesboro's hot with Mama and me cooking in the middle. Breakfast at the Hex.